You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Older people with a passion for sport are being encouraged to join a new group in Harrogate. Members will meet each week at St Mark's Church on Leeds Road, and it's free of charge. Tony Jameson-Allen from the Sporting Memories Network has been telling us about the group, as well as training sessions for carers, relatives and health and social care staff working with older people.
It's really just for anyone who loves sport to come together, enjoy sharing some memories, reminiscing about some of the great moments of playing sport or watching sport. And there's also going to be a chance for people to try out a few new sports as well at the group. So literally anybody who has an interest in sport, be it on a local basis in Harrogate, or you might have been a Leeds United fan all your life, or be a big cricket fan, everyone to come together and just really enjoy sharing those memories.
And being a new year, people looking for new challenges, new things to do, it's perfect time to start, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as well as looking for people to come and join the group as participants, we're always looking for volunteers as well. And really, to be honest, everybody gets involved in the group. So if you're a sports fan, you may be an amateur historian, or you might indeed be a university studying sports history or journalism, everyone can contribute to the group in some way. We need people to research local sports history. We always need help in terms of getting people to the group sometimes, and people can literally get involved in any way that they want to. It's always fun, it's vibrant. The group that's been running at North Allerton Library for a couple of years now, there's 30 members there. They meet for just over an hour each week, and they've become firm friends. They do loads of different activities, and it's just a great thing to get involved in.
And from the feedback you've had from people who've been involved in the various projects, what have they said?
The feedback's been fantastic. For instance, the North Allerton group, there's a real mix there, but there's a number of members of that group who, some of the gentlemen in particular, have health challenges. Some are living with dementia and memory problems, and the wives go along to the group as well, who are carers. They're caring for the husbands, and they've made new friends. They've reacquainted with old friends as well, actually, at the group, who they didn't realise were going through the same challenges as themselves. And the feedback is it's just a great way of re-energising. They have fun, they're able to share some of the challenges and the frustrations that can come with health issues and being a carer. But everyone participating just really tells us it's great fun, helps them feel re-energised, it gets them active, it keeps them connected, and it helps them to enjoy their older years.
Great to hear that so many people are getting a lot out of it. And one of your other projects for this year is people using mobile technology more, isn't it?
Yeah, really exciting development. It's actually funded through a grant that we got from Comic Relief to work across the northeast of England. But this year we're focusing on giving carers, relatives, health and social care staff, so they might be working in care homes, in hospitals, in sheltered housing, to give them a set of tools that they can use to be able to work one-to-one with people. So it might be people who aren't able to attend a group at the moment because of transport issues, or they might not be well enough or don't feel confident enough to go to a community group, but they can enjoy everything about sporting memories in their own home or their own care environment. So we've secured funding to be able to offer free training in the use of all these different digital tools that we've developed. That's going to take place on the 25th of January, 10 o'clock till noon at Harrogate Town Football Club. We're also running a session from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock at the Forum at North Allerton. It'll be informal, it won't be too strenuous and taxing, but we'll introduce people to the concept of sports reminiscence and how to reminisce using sport as that focus. And then we're going to show people how to use their mobile devices to access. We've got a free app Everything has an app nowadays, but we've got a free app that's got thousands of images, and it's got videos and pieces of commentary that people can enjoy and watch and listen to. We've got collections of images of football legends, cricket legends, you name the sport, we've got the images. And we're going to make all of those resources available free to people who can use them to the benefit of older people. If someone's interested in attending and they haven't got access to a mobile device, we have some funding to be able to provide the technology. So we can loan people some mobile tablets, which they can use to test out the resources. The training's free. You can book just through the website, sportingmemoriesnetwork.com, or you can find out a bit more about the training, what it involves. And all we ask in return is people tell us what they think of it. Is it useful? Does it work? If it does work, what other images, audio, video would they like to see? Because what we're trying to do is build a huge resource that can really benefit older people, but really engage anyone of any age. Because you can use the app if you're a sports fan. It's there free to download for Android and for Apple. And you can get on there and actually record your own memories, which can then help contribute to supporting older fans across the country.